does it mean to live? To truly live? What does it mean to find that place in you where life truly lives? People are always thinking about life as a series of events. This is why we miss. Life to us is what happens. Happens to the body, happens to the mind, happens. But there is so much more to this living than what happens to the body. And we miss so much because we are constantly living for what we can get and what amuses us. You may not be the kind of person that cares much about your life. You may be the kind of person that only wants to get through this life. Your living consists of the things that you do, getting the things you want, looking for comfort, trying to find something to occupy you. Living in this way creates ugliness. It creates vanity. It creates pride. It creates everything that tears away at the meaning of your own existence. But how can I tell you this without insulting you? I have been a teacher for a long time. And I find that people, when you are trying to help them, really help them, feel blistered by the teachings because they are not teachings that conform to their emotionality. And then they become calloused. After they're blistered and insulted and upset, then they become calloused, unreachable. They cannot feel anything anymore. We do not live for the mystique of the mystical. We live for the thing we think is most sane, which is living for what we want and what we believe in and what we can think. So we miss. What can I say to you? How can I help you when this is the way of your life? What does it truly mean to live? I had a master say to me many years ago, you should sit 3-4 times a day for 10-15 minutes and contemplate the reason for your birth. It makes total sense to me. This is something that most people do not think of. Why are we born? What is the meaning of our birth? Once upon a time, twins were conceived. Weeks passed and the twins developed in the womb. As their awareness grew, they laughed for joy. Isn't this great that we were conceived? Isn't this great to be alive? Together, the twins explored their worlds. When they found their mother's cord that gave them life, they sang for joy. How great is our mother's love. She shares her own life with us. As weeks stretched into months, the twins noticed how much each was changing. What does it mean? Asked one. It means our stay in this world is drawing to an end, said the other. But I don't want to go, said one. I want to stay here always. We have no choice, said the other. Maybe there is a life after birth. But how can this be? We will shed our life cord. How can we have life? How would it be possible without this life cord? Besides, We have seen no evidence of what is before us, or that we can live without this life cord. No one has ever returned to the womb after birth and told us that there is no end. Maybe there is no mother at all. Her mind was going on and on. How did we get here? What are we going to do? How will we remain alive? She said. Have you ever seen our mother? The other just simply said, we are here and we will be leaving here. And that is all I know. We must trust. So the last day in the womb was filled with deep questioning and anxiety. And finally, the moment of birth arrived. And when the twins had passed through their world into the new world of which they were born in, they opened their eyes and cried for joy, for what they saw exceeded their fondest dreams. We know nothing. We think we do. We want to believe we know, but we know nothing. Living requires a great deal of compassion and love. Living is a very important thing. It is about awakening. In this awakening, we are here to find the meaning. Your life has meaning. Your life is very important. But how will you know when you and I are only living for our birth and trying to ignore the death? Let me say a few things. You do not live from birth to death. You live way, way beyond that. Your birth in this world is merely a fragment of what you really are. Your death is a fragment of your continuum. And when you understand that it is all about birthing in the beginning and at the end, the death is just another birth, that the birthing goes on and on and on like the twins, you start to understand that the conception of your life is only in our minds. How do you conceive this life? How do you look at it? What gives it meaning and substance? If you begin to truly look at the birthing of your life, you will start to understand the depth of your living. You were never born. Your living is to transcend birth and death. Your living is to come to that unconscionable place, where there is no beginning and no end, to begin to realize the continuum. You and I are a continuum. We place a part of us here on earth just to be here, to gain experience, to gain consciousness. You and I are still of karma. We have not transcended the state of karma because we have not understood the nature of karma. You might understand the nature of your finances or your family or your friends. You might be an expert in the field of something you have engaged in for your entire life, an occupation. But that does not mean that you understand the nature of your life. Your living is far bigger than your occupations. Your occupations are here for this world to do many beautiful things with, and that is what karma is all about. Karma is the ebb and flow of the continuum of how you and I choose to interpret our life. Through that interpretation, we create either regeneration and great transformation or degeneration. And we fall to the obsessions, compulsions, the neurotic part of our life. Sad to say, most people are neurotic. They can't understand anything beyond what they can think. And they don't seek to understand anything beyond what they can think. Thinking only proves my misery. Thinking only shows me my ignorance. When I am done with the ignorance of my life and I no longer choose to live as that ignorance, that is when something of the other shore can happen. Something of a different world. Like the twins being born in a womb, you and I are born in consciousness. We have come together as elements of consciousness. And our life is about the gathering of more consciousness to remember, to authenticate our origins and the beauty of our origins. Once this is realized, once this is understood, once this is lived, everything changes. Now life takes on another form, not as a belief, but as a form of love, a form of goodness. We start to live in the effervescence of consciousness. We don't meditate to be better people. We don't work upon ourselves to be superior. We meditate and work upon ourselves to understand the nature of our own ignorance and to come into full flourishing of consciousness that we are pure awareness. Putting down the duality, no longer engaging in systematic beliefs that are contrary to our consciousness and life in general, to begin to emerge through these limits and to sustain a sense of well-being within us. This is what our life is all about. Once this well-being has been established within us, then everything changes momentously in our life, in our being. It is very important for thee and me to awaken, not to understand, because anything that Gregory understands, he limits. He makes it a project. He makes it his own. You cannot understand and awaken at the same time. Awakening is separate from understanding. Living is separate from understanding. Real living is one with life. The way we choose to live is through ambition and pride, vanity. We do not have a sense of our deep inner self yet. And I use the word self as really only a word. It does not describe the pure beauty, the joy of what it means to authentically live. When the twins were born, they had no idea that their fondest dreams and sublime wishes that they thought that they were going to go into would again be temporary, because this life is tempered by impermanence. It does not sustain itself through the idea of permanence, and that's why we have religion and politics and philosophy, because these things make us feel permanent. This lifetime is impermanence. This lifetime is about coming to that sacred spot, that place where you bloom. you actually come into the deeper knowledge that has nothing to do with thinking. When my living has something to do with thinking, I miss. The true meaning of a person's life is in the heart of their living. A martial art is a very interesting thing in life. Learning that it isn't about combat. One such student knelt before his master, his sensei, in a ceremony to receive the hard-earned black belt. Believe me, it is hard-earned. I earned one, and it was very difficult. After years of relentless training, the student finally reached the pinnacle, the achievement in his discipline that was incredibly, incredibly beautiful. Before granting you the belt, you must pass one more test, Sensei said solemnly, telling the young man who had pridefully finished his studies in martial arts. I'm ready, responded the student, expecting perhaps one more round of sparring. You must answer the essential question, said Sensei. What is the true meaning of the black belt? By the way, I had to answer that same question as well. Why, the end of my journey, said the student. A well-deserved reward for all my hard work, he said. The master waits for a moment. Clearly, he is not satisfied. The sensei finally speaks again. Are you not ready for the black belt? Yes, I am. Sensei said again, you don't appear to be ready for the black belt. Return in 1 year. As the student kneels before his sensei a year later, he again asks the question, what is the true meaning of the black belt? A symbol of distinction and the highest achievement in our art, the young man responds. Again, the master waits for more. Still unsatisfied, he says once more, you are not ready for the black belt. Return in 1 year. A year later, the student kneels before his sensei and hears the question, what is the true meaning of the black belt? This time he answers, the black belt represents not the end, but the beginning, the start of a never-ending journey of discipline, work, and the pursuit of an ever higher standard. Yes, said the master, you are ready to receive the black belt and to finally begin your work. The same could be said of us in our life. What is the meaning of your birth? What is the meaning of your life? What is the meaning of the death? What is the meaning? A never-ending journey of discipline into higher and deeper states of consciousness until we totally disappear and become one with the all that we do not understand and cannot conceive of in this moment. We enter a very powerful journey in this new year. What is the meaning of your life? I will ask you that many times. It is in your everyday experience you find the meaning of everything that is deeply important to your life. Your living is a reflection of how you and I interpret this life. Consider that until we meet again. Please forgive me. Namaste.